Hey, good evening, Largo High School. It's Rich Viano from Orlando, Florida, adjudicating percussion here at the Preview of Champions in Oviedo, Florida. Always looking forward to seeing the group. And going to get back with you once you get started. Right? Looking good, guys.
It is for Gordon.
Here we go. Good luck.
Strong there, and a lot of demand in that too. It was vertical there. Seems like we've got some serious separation going on right now, though. Maybe that's by design. About that first left hand double. Just definitely not together front to back. That good release. Not bad base runs. Got a little bit of separation there towards the bottom there on that first run. You got to listen back right here, right? If the battery's playing from behind, we got to listen back. We got to yield to that sound as it's traveling forward. This stuff is like really, really super cool, man. I can totally tell what you want to do. Like, the ideas are right here. You know, that is unbelievably loud. Yeah, a little bit choppy right there, basses.
The brightest star-like object in the heavens.
Yeah, I think with the transition right there, you know. Could use a moment of pause, you know. Just felt like, you know, we were moving up, upward on the keyboards. Then we had that moment with the woodwinds. You know, wasn't much of a transition.
The unrivaled giant of the solar system, mighty Jupiter.
Yeah, Timothy, nice job. Excellent job on that rhythm right there, Constant Charms. Yeah, right there. Step, release, right? Got to be together. Yeah, ternary roll right there. There you go, that's better. Just dropping your second doubles. Double beats, right? Roll quality's not happening because you're not strong enough, right? Right. Right, as people add on, right, we've got to do a better job of communicating from side to side in the front, right? You have the center marimba, you know, is leading everybody in, doing a real fine job of it. You know, when the second people come in, right, we've got to agree. You've got to use some body language, use some eye contact, you know, anything that you can to try to just keep people connected. Like wind chimes are kind of like the ipso facto transition sound, but like wind chimes with other things probably sounds a little bit better. Send a cymbal roll right there, long scrape or something, you know, something that just, you know, other kind of metal timbres, you know, maybe explore that a little bit more. Yeah,
don't think this is really pretty right here. I just don't think it's very musical. You know, like the execution of it's not very musical. You know, appreciate the Steven script. Yeah, it looks really good. Actually, really good. Excellent rotation of the center player. Actually, all of them looking really well. You know, but just kind of make sure that the part has some sense of direction, you know. You know, playing a little bit softer on the lower end, you know, and putting some human expression inside of that, you know. Check those pictures right there. Not really sure whether that's a triangle clip problem or we got a dangling finger or whatever, but that sounds like a light anvil than a triangle. Right, take it, take it, take it, take it, like push all the way to the end of the phrase, right? Yeah, pretty.
Looking back right now at the feet of the guys in the battery, right? Getting the tempo straight from them and making sure things line up. So, which part do you guys like? Okay, let's turn in equality. Better communication, too, from the front to the back. There's much better communication going on right there. Got a very pulsy kind of quality roll sound, right? We're right hand heavy a little bit on some of those rolls, and bass drums just are way too choppy on those runs. Got to really lighten up a little bit. Overall, though, a really nice little percussion moment right there. And the quality of sound, when you have less to do, movement-wise, your quality improves greatly. So it seems to me like this drum line needs to get out on the track a little bit more. Hang on to those. That, right all the way down, right? Even on the lower levels, you gotta hang on to your double B qualities. Yeah, excellent job, man, of the permutated arpeggios. Yeah. Yeah, alright. So, colleagues, for that, nice touch. Excellent. Yeah, this is a clarity issue happening from player to player up front. Just a little bit muddy, right? And this is the thing, when you got a microphone like that, right, it's all hanging out there, right? So you can stay a little bit lower in the bar and help you move your hands a little bit faster. There you go, bass drums. Yeah, there you go. That's not an easy ending, too, right? A lot of demand in there. A ton of ensemble demand going on all over the place. Okay. Oh, okay. There's a lot of meat on the bone left to be had there for your season. Ton of potential in the group for sure. I really appreciate front ensemble technique. Overall, man, my overall impression of the front is very fine. I think we can improve. I think we can improve ourselves with the communication front to back and side to side. I think that some of that is
having a better understanding from player to player on what our musical objectives are, you know, and just having a better understanding of where the ensemble vertical alignment is going to happen. Back battery stuff, I think, you know, what happens is when you get to, when you get moving, you know, and you're farther back and you're moving to higher velocities, or maybe the feet are, you know, the step size is bigger, you know, then I think that you're, quality sound starts to go down too. You come up the front, you know, have a little bit less movement going on, you know, playing the meat and potatoes of that percussion feature, man, crazy, crazy good quality, man, at points in there. Bass drum's a little bit choppy. From time to time, you know, you've got to do a better job of connecting those parts, understanding the value of an eighth note and how we connect to one another. And a lot of that is technical driven, you know, taking a look at where our hands are, look at where our hands are placed on the drum. And not feeling like I have to play so hard all the time. You know, maybe lightening up your touch might be, no, it's just what the doctor ordered. Listen, I hope you guys had a enjoyed the tape, and I wish you the best of luck the rest of your season.